should be allowed to do. That's one of the things that the boys, the blokes, should be allowed to do. They should be allowed to go and play golf, really, once a month if it's required, because it's a good, what do I say, the word, cathartic? Would you say cathartic is the word?
No, that's a bit rude. Good word for me. No, I'll just say we come back in a much better mood.
Exactly.
Much better. We're much more fun to be around after a game of golf.
Yeah.
And they're welcome to join us. They never take up on it, but you've got to invite them.
That's the secret. Invite the other half. Famous people, you know, you're a well-known celebrity yourself through the basketball arena, and of course, since you've met me and, you know, you've ridden on my coattails for a few years, you must play with some pretty big names in golf. Have you ever been celebrity tournaments?
No, I haven't.
Didn't you take it up?
No, because I'm that scared that one of my 75% of horrible shots will kill someone. I mean, tee box, you see how close they stand down the tee.
Yeah.
I'll kill someone. I will, honestly, it'll take off, it'll just straight, nut.
So you never play with anybody famous?
No, I haven't. I play with some NBA players, but they're teammates when no one's in a pro-am, so there's no one in front of you. If there's anyone within 170 degrees, you just never know. So I'm making sure they're all behind me when I tee off, just in case. And long backswing, so you want to be a long way back too. So I need a fair bit of space.
What about the courses in the States? The sort of courses you play in the States anyway, what were they like?
Yeah, amazing. And I can't remember the names of all of them, but some amazing ones in Vegas, some amazing ones in Arizona. Surprisingly, some good ones in Dallas where I lived. The private clubs over there that you walk in, I've actually played the course, the Four Seasons course where they hold the Byron Nelson a few times. That became a bit of a local, and that, you know, really beautiful course. And we are very spoiled that, you know... Well, having said that, just drive down the Mornington Peninsula. I mean, we've got some of the best golf courses in the world, and we are genuinely spoilt in Australia in a lot of areas, and golf's one of them. You don't realise how good ours are until you travel overseas and try to beat them.
I was going to ask you a question. It's completely slipped my mind. Oh, yes. I love the story that you've told me on numerous occasions, and I do recall this to a lot of people, about living in the States and playing in the NBA, which is sort of loosely connected with golf, and how they basically looked after you every need for you, didn't they, basically?
Yeah, they do. Which is not a good thing. I mean, you've got a 19, 20-year-old kid earning $4-5 million a year and having someone at his beck and call the whole time, having his group of mates he pays to be there telling him that he's the best. Times 12 on a team, it's a really volatile type situation. So, look, at the culture in professional sport over there isn't the best. And I think what you see now with the NBA, the successful teams have trended towards bringing in good veteran players who've been around for a lot of years. They're towards the end of their careers and they know that it's important to win. They're not so much worried about their own reputation as they are winning a championship. And Boston did it. Dallas have done it. And it seems to be the formula that's working at the moment, that instead of bringing all your unbelievably great young kids in and expecting to win straight away, you bring in the veterans who are selfless and know what their strengths and weaknesses are and will do anything to win. I think the teams with good culture and good groups stand out over there. The other ones have a lot of ability but can't sustain it over 100 games for a season. So, look, it's a different world. The Americans put on a sporting event better than anyone in the world, and I was just really fortunate to be a part of it for 3 years.
A day in the life of an NBA player. Because remember, you told me what actually happens. Can you just let us know? Just recall what happened. A day in the life. You know, going to a game.
Yeah, look, if you go on the road, you turn up to the airport out the back gate. You park your car in the hangar that they've pulled the private jet out from. You've got line of Range Rovers and Mercedes and all those SUVs. Someone takes your bag from the boot. You don't see it again till you hit the hotel. You just walk 20 yards to your plane, up in your first class seat. They give you your meals, your videos, your scout tapes, whatever you need until you land. Same thing other end. The bus is waiting for you 20 feet from the plane. Turn up to the Four Seasons, your bag's waiting when you get there somehow, and you go to bed in one of the most comfortable beds in that city. You turn up and you play the next night. So
doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
They keep doing it when you lose. It's amazing. But look, it's like I said, it gets to a stage where, because everything is done for you, I sort of craved, I suppose, the need to do things myself to a certain extent. So my best friends in the States became the people who weren't involved in basketball. They were tennis players and lawyers and just mates I met through others around the city. So, look, sport's amazing. It provides you through all that, it does provide you amazing moments in time. And, you know, one of my favourites is that I had the opportunity to play Michael Jordan one time. Pretty big build-up, didn't get on the first half, managed to play the second half, got to overtime and we beat him. So I hold a very proud record that I've never lost to Michael Jordan and I've actually played him. So not many people have that record.
Not many.
I've got the DVD, I've got multiple copies. My kids have multiple copies of Space Jam, so I'll tell them that that's Michael Jordan. Best in the world, best in the universe, here's daddy beating him. So that's always fun with me. But
it's like when you beat Mark Philippoussis at tennis when you were a boy, too.
Yeah, didn't get taped. I've actually beaten two Wimbledon champions, Steve Huss being the other one. So he's a Wimbledon doubles champion. But
This is making me realise that you're serious about golf, aren't you? He's a multi-talented sports person.
No, I'd love to play a pro-am and not embarrass myself. That'd be about as far as my golfing goals would go. But like I say, just the enjoyment I get out of, you know, playing in a group of people who can actually play and holding my own a little bit, I think, is appealing to me. But like I said before, I'm that competitive in everything I do. If I'm playing against someone on one, I still want to beat them. And usually that doesn't involve skill, it involves a little bit more gamesmanship because they're that much better than me. So it'd be nice to, like I say, lower the handicap and just enjoy it a little bit more by being a little bit more competitive when I play.
Chris Ansey, always great to catch up. It's been too long and I expect an invite into the new house as soon as you're in, or maybe not straight away.
You know, my new house, your new kitchen, we'll do double dates.
Why not? We've been threatening for years, mate.
Absolutely.
Good luck and get yourself fit again too, because I know how much what that means to you, because you're a svelte sort of guy. You've got two young kids, you've got to keep running around kicking the footy with them.
I do. No, they're great. The kids are fantastic. And you know what? It's funny that I was just talking to you before. My son's been playing basketball for six terms now. He's only 8 years old, but scored his first basket last week, and very rarely get that emotional other than excited in a game. But I tell you what, I nearly cried. It was one of the most proud sports moments I've had in my life. My daughter's the same, except she's probably a little bit more advanced than him. So look, you can see what I hear a lot of parents saying how hard it is to drive kids around, and it is, but you know, the reward of seeing your kids do well in anything is just, it's amazing. So I'm loving it, loving being a dad, and loving that they're loving sport.
And you're probably getting to introduce him into golf too once you get hit the pro circuit yourself.
They can play whatever. Yeah, they can just follow me on that. No, they can do whatever they want. They'll play golf, they'll play tennis, they'll play footy, they'll play basketball. Whatever they want to do, they can do.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, coach.